a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are now joined by Jasmine Mary.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, what's the thing? Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Jasmine, Mary and Joseph, how are you doing?
I'm well, I'm late, I'm sorry.
No, that's chill, man. We had some technical issues, which we seem to have worked out quite well. You're coming to us live from Fitzianga, which is just incredible.
I am. I'm by the sea. There's this seagull right now that's like, I don't know what he wants, but he's looking right at me.
You don't have any chips on your person?
No. Imagine if I had chips on my person at 10:30 in the morning. That is an afternoon food.
No, that is a delight, my friend.
that does sound nice. I'm distracted.
No, go crazy.
Yeah, it's just me and the seagull coming straight to you from Fitzianga today.
Nice, man. Nice. Doesn't seem too ominous, does it? The seagull?
No. It just seems powerful, I think. You know?
You're originally from Australia, and I hear that is the ibis kind of like an equivalent of the seagull, or is the ibis a bit more of a bigger unit?
The ibis, those are a big long bird, aren't they? Long legs.
Yeah, bin chicken, they're called.
Bin chicken? People are so rude to birds. They're a beautiful bird.
Okay.
A beautiful, delicate bird.
I'll take your word for it. Awesome. Well, we're here to talk about your new single called In a Field. Now,
yes.
The music video is not shot in a field. Do you think that's something that you regret?
I have no regrets.
Fair enough.
About anything.
Was there an idea to maybe shoot the video in a field, or were you feeling like, nah?
No, and now you're saying that. I don't know why I've called it In a Field, because it's not anything to do with that. Maybe it's just a feeling to think about the feeling of like an expansive field. Yes,
very figurative. See, I'm a literal learner, so that's why I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna struggle.
We are gonna struggle. I mean, we're already struggling.
Perfect.
No, it's been over a year since you last put out any tunes. I think it was your last album, Dog. That might have been your last release. Great name, by the way. Awesome name.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be back putting out new tunes?
It feels great. I'm always making music. I really like it turns out. But look, I really like the affirmation of releasing something. It's really nice, and I like the connection that comes from that. It feels like a full cycle as well, from, you know, because often the time between you start writing something and when it gets released is
a lot longer
than you maybe realize. And so the release of it kind of feels like a full circle or an ending to whatever that process is. And for everyone else it's a new thing, but for me it's kind of finished now.
It is funny, isn't it? It's kind of like, how do you differentiate between the start of an era and an end of an era for a musician? Because it's all kind of done behind closed doors. It's all done in the past, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's real buzzy.
And what's new to you is, you know, a year and a half old to me, or a feeling from quite a while ago that I've been ruminating on for a while.
Do you feel like you
the release is a nice thing for that.
Do you feel sufficiently ruminated?
Yes.
That's good. I was trying to figure out what feeling that it gave to me, and I couldn't quite figure it out. I was thinking, you kind of had an almost a list-like set of lyrics at some point that kind of reminds me of Orders of March by Simon and Garfunkel, or just Garfunkel.
Oh, right.
Whatever his name was.
Yeah, it is quite a list song.
It is, yeah, and I think it was kind of, for me, it felt like quite a bit of a holistic bit of everything, a bit of like, that's what life is, you know? It's good, it's bad, it's horrible, it's awful, it's beautiful, it's life.
It's good, it's bad, it's horrible, it's awful. Yeah.
It's good, it's bad, it's horrible, it's great, it's bad.
It's also, the wonderful thing, isn't it? It's diverse.
Yes, it's very diverse, which I think you definitely capitalized on. But I will say, it does have a very kind of eerie feel. I mean, the video is you in like a dark room, kind of doing some real crazy dance moves. I like how it opens and ends with the hands in front of the face.
Yes. That's right. I liked doing that.
A lot. Yeah, it's kind of like you could just play it on a loop, really, and you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. No, it was nice to do. I had the pentagrams tattooed on my hands like 2 days before, which have since fallen out, but I like that you can see them in that video.
Mm-hmm. They're real sick, eh? Was there a name of the style of dance that you were doing in the video?
A name. just being myself, whatever that means.
Jasmine Maryism. Yeah. It's a good time. It's a good time. I thought they were real cool. What was the relationship between you and the choreographer for that video? Did you have much of an idea of what you wanted to do dance-wise, or did they really orchestrate you?
Both. No, it's collaborative. It's always collaborative. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but I'm not a dancer, so there's going to be a way that I move my body and a way that I can't move my body, you know? When there's a professional dancer in the room, I think they forget they've got 20 years of being able to have a lot more control. But no, it's just nice to have more people collaborating and more ideas, I think. Mm-hmm. And so that was really nice.
That's awesome, man. You recorded the track down in Otago at Sublime Studio, which is, I mean, to my knowledge, off of memory, it seems like it's just off the way from Wamaru. How was that experience?
Great. We actually did that. It was actually, this song is mostly Arahi, who plays drums in Jasmine Mary, and myself. We were on the last leg of the tour last year, actually, and we stopped for a day off, and we didn't have a day off. And we recorded a couple of Pony Baby songs and some Jasmine Mary stuff as well. But it's really great. It's, you know, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere among, like, mountains, and it was winter, so it was all, like, frozen puddles and... really inspiring, and they're really lovely, and mm-hmm. it's like an old converted wool shed.
Yes.
So a really cool place to make music, you know.
I've had Tom and I think Steve from Sublime Studio on the program before. Very, very lovely people. And and you are quite literally recording in kind of a field, I guess. It's kind of a farm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It all comes back together, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Have you spent a lot of time in the South Island in general?
Yeah, I did. I did a lot of that second record at Sublime as well. And then I guess just touring, and I've spent a lot of time around Littleton and, you know, sleeping at beaches and playing shows, I guess.
Nice, man. Nice.
It's a very beautiful place.
Do you think you get a different creative energy when you go between the islands?
Yeah, especially in the wintertime feeling of the South Island is really, really... I love that.
Yes. Oh, mate, you would love a Dunedin winter.
Yeah, I think I would. I love Dunedin.
Dunedin's a great place. It feels very Jasmine Mary. But, you know, it's just so cold and it's so grey, and some nights are really harrowingly cold. And it's something else. It's really beautiful.
I like you're like, it's harrowing. You'll love it.
Harrowing, yeah. Yeah. you're working with some really awesome names on here. You know, Arahi, as you mentioned before, he plays piano and drums, while Louise and Nicklin works the sax. Have you known them for quite a long time?
In the scheme of things, not really, but it feels like a really long time. Mm-hmm. So, but maybe Adi and I have known each other for like a year and a half. We lived together for a while and have another band. And then I've just known Louisa from, obviously she plays as Louisa Nicklin and is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
And I'm I'm so stoked to have her in my band and as my friend. The only person I think that can pull off playing the saxophone and the guitar, like, kind of holding them both on stage at the same time.
She does that? I've never seen her live. She does that.
It's very cool.
Wow.
Yes, she does do that.
Yeah, she is an impeccable talent. She's been on the top 11 a few times, which is like, top charts. She's a very incredible artist. It's very awesome that you're working with her.
Yeah, she's put out a really great record, eh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, for sure.
Really good.
I don't think we have a whole lot of time left, but thank you very much for coming on the show. I just want to know, have you got any more tunes and any shows to plug?
I have a show, just one, in Auckland City in Glenaden at the Playhouse on the 1st of November.
Nice.
Otherwise, I'm doing stuff, but I'm not going to tell you about it just yet.
Nice. Keep it. Be cool and mysterious.
Yeah, something like that.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. It was fantastic chatting with you, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad that you now have Zoom on your phone so that you don't have to worry about more technical issues.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm probably going to delete it.
Oh, fair enough. Run into the same problem next week. thank you so much for coming on. It was great. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, folks, that was Jasmine Mary. We're chatting about their new track, In a Field, which we'll play for you right now. You're listening to the Radio 1 Adieu Breakfast Program. Keep it real.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.